Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:05 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Garrett's hanging out behind the glass. Mike Johnson will be in the afternoon with Mike Bell. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Goodness gracious. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. That was very surprising.
The gunshot wasn't ready. You weren't ready for that one.
I was not ready for that.
Good,
not
the bad, and the ugly, man. I was fashion spaghetti western, man.
I wasn't ready for that to come back with. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what we're doing here, right?
That was very smart. That's very smart. Justin Herbert did play during Monday Night Football, even though he just had surgery 7 days ago on his left hand. Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime 22-19. Major League Baseball meetings are underway. That means I am solo this week because Grant is at them. Braves are adding more pitching. According to The Athletic, they have signed right-handed pitcher James Karinchak on a minor league deal. Georgia Tech's Haynes King was named All-ACC Player of the Year by the AP, rightfully deserved. He threw for over 2,600 yards, 12 touchdowns, while running for 922 yards. And the Falcons announced yesterday that they released Jordan Fuller, added wide receiver Malik Heath, who had been cut by Green Bay on Saturday. Quick changes before Thursday night's game, which brings us back to the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's game against the Seahawks. We do this every single Tuesday. Mike and Bo review the film, kind of look at things, and then pick out their good, bad, and the ugly. Stepping in for Mike today, of course, will be Garrett. So, Bo, you want to start with your good?
Sure. Look, it's pretty simple. My good was the first half defense. You know, you held Seattle to 111 total yards in the first half. 6 points, obviously. 9 carries for 57 yards. But, hear me out, if you take the one explosive play away, which I know you don't, which was a 26-yard run by Charbonnet. I know you can't. I get how it works. But if you take that away, you held him to 31 yards on 8 rushes, which is really good. You also held Sam Darnold to 9 of 15 for 67 yards, an interception, and you got to him twice. They went 2 of 7 on third down, and they went 0 for in the red zone, 0 for 1 in the red zone. You played really good defense in the first half. You played championship-level defense. That's what it was. I'm sorry. You can say whatever you want. This offense was pretty good coming in. I think like the third highest scoring offense at averaging 29 points a game coming in, and you held them to 6 points in the first half. It looks like a great start. Let me remind you that they finished with 129 yards on the ground and 249 yards through the air. And, oh, by the way,
ding,
37 points. 6 of them did come on a kickoff return, so 31 points, I'll just say, because I don't blame that on the defense. So you played a phenomenal first half defensively.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's 100% right. And look, people kind of came after Raheem Morris about what he said about that's the way that we want to play in the first half. And he's clearly talking about the defense, but people misconstrued it to mean that, oh, you only scored 6 points. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And that, no, he's talking about the defense. To your point, Bo, that's championship-level defense. You're playing a really, really tough unit, and you held them to 6 points. You largely snuffed out that entire offense with Kenneth Walker, with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, with Cooper Kupp, all these other guys. The defense was fantastic, and they deserve their flowers. And I'm going to give flowers to another guy on defense because, I mean, the offense didn't really hold up its end of the bargain in this game, and we've already talked about the special teams. So James Pierce Jr., we are going to hear a lot about him over the next couple of months, specifically because the draft season is going to be talking season and everything else. It's going to take off. And Atlanta is going to take a lot of flack for it. I don't think it is necessarily fair because of what this guy has been able to do this season. Last Sunday, he was able to get another sack. That is 5 consecutive games with a sack. He is 1 sack away from tying the Falcons franchise record for sacks for a rookie. He is about to tie Micah Parsons for consecutive games with a sack. I mean, only 3 other players have had 5 consecutive games as a rookie with a sack, and all 3 of those players won Defensive Rookie of the Year. What he has been able to do this season is just completely erase that aggressive decision of like, oh no, we have this first-round pick that we have next year. That's erased from the minds of everybody in this city. That's only the only noise you hear is from outside folks who don't really know what's going on with this organization. They just see the win-loss record. James Pierce Jr. has been a marvel for this team, and he has done such a fantastic job. He leads the team in pressures. I mean, he's only just now getting rewarded for it.
Yeah, he also won me a steak dinner. I made a bet with my buddy Hasselhoff because he said he wouldn't reach 5 nice. Sacks this year. And I was like, oh, yeah, he will. Yeah. And he did. Now I got a dinner at New York Prime coming up.
Where are we on sacks for the season?
Team-wise?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe we're at 44.
Third in the NFL was what I saw last. I haven't seen the updated. I can go check on it.
Yeah, they had 42 going into the game in third. They had 2 more sacks, so they're at 44.
So you said they're going to get to 50 on Thursday.
Yeah.
Are they going to get to 50 on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, they will.
They're going to get Baker 3 times.
I think that's a fair thought. They almost got him a lot in week one.
And I would remind you that James Pierce Jr. did get hurt in the first half, had to go to the sideline, mm-hmm. retape his ankle. Should have been a holding call, and it was a dangerous holding call at that because it bent him back, and he had to retape that ankle. So, and he was questionable going into Sunday, I would remind you.
All right, I'm reminded. Let's go back to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's move on to the bad.
Oh, I get it now. I don't even think about that why you came back with the good and bad and the ugly. And then
we had a whole conversation,
Garrett.
We talked
about it.
literally on air about why you were playing it.
I didn't even think about it. I was just like, because I love the movie.
It's a great movie.
Go ahead, Garrett.
It would have made a lot of sense otherwise. I mean,
I'm an idiot. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the bad here. Turnovers. I mean, I talked about it going into the game when I was on the Wade Ford tailgate show. And turnovers, I mean, it's an easy thing to say coming into a game, but the number one way to beat the Seahawks is turn them over, and they're willing to give you the ball a lot, and they did. Sam Darnold throws that interception early in the game, and it looks like you're really on the front foot, and you're going to be able to, you know, put it to them. But the Falcons didn't take advantage of that one, and then on the flip side, you have the Bijan Robinson turnover, his second fumble of the season, second that he's lost, the third of the season, and it's the second one that came in a red zone at home against a team who it felt like you should be coming back on, and the other one was against the Dolphins, and then it turns into a laugher after that. But it was bad spots, bad turnovers, and you're not going to win football games in the NFL turning it over 3 times.
Yeah, and that game was so reminiscent of the game last year where the third quarter, you're in the game, third quarter, debacle, 3 turnovers, cost it to you. My bad's different. I'm going to pick on the receiving core because I have had enough. I don't know what Kirk Cousins is supposed to do. And I'm not sitting here defending Kirk Cousins. It was a thing a little bit with Penix too. But I mean, when you put the ball in guys' hands, you gotta make a contested catch in the NFL. That's part of the league. Not everything's wide freaking open. Kyle Pitts drops a contested catch on 3rd down on the first drive of the game. Darnell Mooney drops the ball in the end zone on a contested catch on 4th down. David Sills on the 2nd drive of the game, short field situation, drops a contested catch. Catch the football. It's I understand it that the other guy is trying to keep you from doing that. But this team does not have the skill set at receiver to not make to get separation enough that they're going to have to learn how to make contested catches, and they're not doing either one, and it's why your quarterback's going 15 of 30. And you're losing games.
Yeah. And look, Kyle, you guys talked about it yesterday. Kyle Pitts is not going to come in here and be a tight end. That's not what he's doing. He is basically just a big, slow receiver. And when you are a big, slow receiver, you have to make that. Look, credit to him. He made one fantastic catch on a beautiful throw from Kirk Cousins. It was the biggest play of the game here for the Falcons. And it looked like it was like, oh, this is the spark. This is what's going to set him off, whatever. No, it wasn't. But drops have continued to be an issue. It was an issue on Sunday. It was an issue in New York. It's been an issue all season. And the only time it really didn't flare up was against New Orleans. And wouldn't you know, that was a pretty good game.
All right, and real quick, let's get to the ugly. Bo, what did you have for the ugly?
Arch mentioned it yesterday. I believe he said it's like a kick in the cods when you get a short field situation and you can't convert. You have first and 10 on Seattle's 39-yard line. Second drive of the game. You go five plays, 22 yards. Guess what? David Sills drops a contested catch.
Yep.
You ascend, five plays is a glorified three and out. You had one big play that got you down in there, and then you did nothing. Kick a field goal. You have first and 10 after the interception on Seattle's 30-yard line. You get a holding penalty on Devin Tompkins on a screen pass that would have gotten you, I think, got you maybe 8 yards, maybe close to the first down. That brings it back. That leads to essentially what is a three and out, and you get a 50-yard field goal attempt blocked. It's unacceptable to not score touchdowns on those sorts of fields. I don't even know what's past unacceptable to not get any points on short field situations, but it has been a thing that has hampered this team all year long, and it absolutely cost you. Imagine if you score two touchdowns there. It's a 14-6 game. Actually, it's a 17-6 game going into halftime. Maybe even 17-3 going into halftime. Completely changed the dynamic of this football game. It's cost you other games this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like that. I talked about the turnovers and the bad. Falcons get a turnover on Sam Darnold, and they have a field goal blocked. That's just, you got to take advantage. And if you don't close, I mean, it's just not good enough when it comes to that. But speaking, kind of staying on missed opportunities, third down offense has just continued to be their Achilles heel. And you're not going to win a lot of games if you're not converting on third downs. You're 1-13 in this game. You have the worst EPA in the NFL per play on third down. It is very bad what's going on right there. And it's the more concerning thing is that it has been this bad of an issue now for several weeks. I mean, this goes back long before, like, all the way back probably to San Francisco that this has been.
It actually goes back to last year. They were terrible last year on third down, too. You're right, but they were terrible last year on third down. Yeah. I don't understand it either.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And sometimes it's like it's execution. Sometimes it's play calling. And Zach Robinson's owned up to some of the play calling gaffes that he has said himself that he has made. But ultimately, you got to make a play. You got to make a play. And there's just not that guy right now on this team. And that's why they're sitting where they are.
And if you want to throw in on this, tweet us at 929MorningShift. Give us your good, bad, and the ugly. This Saturday, noon to 2, you can hang out with me, Allie Mack, and Ed Voyles, Kia, and Marietta. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV, a Yeti cooler. Someone else is going to get tickets to an upcoming home game. And I heard rumblings that Ed Voyles, Kia is giving away a year of gas. So you want to be there. This weekend, noon to 2 at Ed Voyles Kia in Marietta. Ooh. I know. I saw that. I was like, wait, what? Can I talk about that? So I will see you this Saturday, noon to 2 at Ed Voyles Kia in Marietta. Coming up, Grandpa Philip could be heading back to the NFL. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
724 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Mike Johnson is in the afternoon today, and Garrett is hanging out behind the glass. Do you guys ever see those film production signs and go look up what film is being?
No, but I see them and I'm interested, and then I immediately just, like, I'm so, my brain is like.
You don't hang on to it long enough to no. then go look it up.
But I always want to know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I wonder if movie's filmed. And then the next thing in my life happens and I'm just off in La La Land.
Yeah. It's that short attention span.
I would do it when the Marvel movies were here and they were doing all that stuff. I know Spider-Man filmed, I think it was like something mm-hmm. at the hotel that mm-hmm. was right next to us. It used to be the W Hotel, and they had all the trucks that were downstairs. And I remember they parked in my parking, because I used to be able to park in the deck downstairs in like the little utility, whatever, the load-in area, loading dock. And because I knew one of the security guards down there and he'd let me park.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was great. Back when I was doing promotions and stuff like that. But they parked in my parking spot. They parked in my parking spot. And
no.
I remember that. And I'm like, what the heck, man? I was like Bo yesterday morning about talking about our friend Alyssa downstairs parking in his parking spot. I felt some type of way. And I'm like, who are these people? And I'm like, oh, this is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's my favorite superhero, so... I was like, it's okay.
I'll
give you a pass this time.
That makes sense. Well, I should mention, we'll go in the huddle in a moment. I just want to bring this up because I was driving home yesterday and I got stuck in production traffic for a sign that said Betty. And so I was like, what is this Betty? I got to figure it out. And it's actually Will Trent. It's a TV show that's being filmed right by my neighborhood. And when I drove by, like, I looked at it, and it was by a taco place. And then, like, I was talking to Grant last night. He was like, well, what are they filming at? And I was like, it wasn't at the taco place. It was a place next door, some kind of, like, package store. And he's like, there's not a package store next door. What? So I looked on Google Maps. They reconstructed this laundromat into a beer depot because I made sure to watch it today. They papered it and made it look like it's a beer depot package store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really a laundromat inside.
And I wonder how much the business makes off that. Because, like, so when Remember the Titans was filming, I think I told the story the day that was like an extra in a couple of parts.
Yeah.
They came to our high school. They used our football stadium as the home games for T.C. Williams. And what they did was they literally, like, they repainted our stadium, and they Disney dropped a ton of money in our football stadium at Pawnee County High School at the time. Like, nice. They redid the turf and everything. Like, they did a bunch of stuff. And, like, there you go. Like, that's part of us getting to use it. So I wonder if they're, like, if the people in the laundromat are like, yeah, can you, like, you know, like, leave some of this, but just put our sign back up.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Give us a, like, new sign.
I'm so curious if anything they're doing will be left behind. I mean, it's clearly they're still in production today. The signs are still up. All the blockades were still up today. So I have to remember not to go that way on the way home and get stuck in it again. But, of course, I will forget by then. All right, Garrett, let's go in the huddle. So Justin Herbert did play during Monday Night Football. It was questionable because he had surgery just days ago on his left hand. Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime 22-19. Here is Jim Harbaugh after the game.
And Justin Herbert, he's a superhero. He is a competitive maniac. I mean, he was even stiff-arming guys, you know, with a broken hand. I mean, he had surgery a week ago, and out here tonight. It felt like I was in a like we were in a movie where you know, the quarterback's doing these, and it's like you get to the point where you go, okay, this is getting a little unrealistic. You know, that's what it felt like to me.
I can't imagine playing in a football game a week after having surgery.
Yeah, it would be, especially at the quarterback position, and because, you know, you, regardless, people think you use both hands, but Jim Harbaugh is obviously a little bit dramatic. He's got a flair for that. But you got to give Herbert credit, and he did a really good job, especially late in that game, of reading defense. You know, reading the defense. He pulled the ball in an option play there, and really made a huge. Basically a first down, and it was a great play. He played well. He didn't play great, but he played good enough for them to win the football game. Like, this was a defensive battle all through and through. When the score was, well, I think the final score was 22-19 in overtime. Mm-hmm. It was four. They scored that one touchdown to start early in the game, and then it was all field goals after that for the Chargers.
Well, they forced five turnovers. It was just a wild, wild game. Sure, you saw this. The Colts are planning to bring in quarterback Phillip Rivers to work out after Daniel Jones is dealing with a torn Achilles. We actually just talked about Phillip recently because he's been announced as a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is 44. Phillip is also a grandfather, has not played since 2020. I don't know why 2000 was stuck in my head. So, predictions on this? Maybe a good patch for now. What's going to happen here?
I think, well, the weird thing is that if he is activated at any point in time, his clock starts over for the Hall of Fame. So if he is active, let's say he makes it, right? He's active, his clock starts over. This is on the heels of, and you might have mentioned this, so forgive me, but the Riley Leonard stuff, Riley Leonard got hurt as well. Or Anthony Richardson is, I believe, still on the IR when he got hurt in warmups. Months ago, it feels like now. I think they're going to see if he can still throw it around and if he can move it all. And if he can do either one of those, I have a feeling they're going to sign him. And I think that there's based on what they see, if they see what they need to see, don't be surprised if he's not starting.
Would you do it, though?
That's the good question.
Would you do it if that's going to reset your clock? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're financially set.
Yeah,
you're a head coach. I think he's a head coach or he's a football coach. I don't know if he's a head coach for a high school football team. Their season's done. I mean, he's got nothing to do.
Somebody made the point that he's just trying to get away from like the 15 kids he has because he has an absolute army of kids.
I think it's 10.
It's a small army.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh also has like 7 children.
That's not surprising. I would do it, yeah. I'd absolutely do it because this is a good indie team. They are a quarterback away from being a serious contender for making a run in the postseason.
Yeah.
That ring is the only thing that really stands in between Phillip Rivers and a solid. It's basically solidifying his spot in the Hall of Fame. That's the thing that could keep him out is a ring. If he came in this many 5 years after retiring and led them to a Super Bowl, just a Super Bowl, not even get the ring, but just a Super Bowl, he's bona fide. So, yeah, I would do it.
Do you have a timeline for how many years you can be up for the Hall of Fame?
It's just like baseball.
Just like baseball?
Yeah.
So
I don't know it. Don't ask me. But I know there is one.
The competition at the quarterback position right now, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
He's running up against Drew Brees right now. And the next year, it's going to be, I think Tom Brady is next year. I mean, Brady's a first ballot.
Yeah.
I think pretty comfortably. I wonder if you're Phillip, if you're trying to, you know, add a little bit of time to that.
Yeah.
Or something. And maybe kind of distance yourself just a little bit. Yeah, because I mean, there's no telling if Drew Brees is actually going to make it as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
I would say he probably should, but I'm also a little bit more jaded because I grew up watching this guy play a lot of football. So just because he was in the division, we played against him all the time. But this Hall of Fame class is stacked. There are a lot of people, and I don't know if he would make it in this class. And maybe he's just trying to reset his clock a little bit. Who knows?
Man, I would get it written in the contract. If I lead you to a Super Bowl, you give me like the licensing rights to do a movie deal about this. You know what I mean?
I think he would be able to sell his own story though, right? Like his own version of it.
But like the team, the Colts.
To be able to use like the
Colts. To be able to use it.
Well, let me tell you something. The NFL is all about
marketing. I know, but that's what I would get written in.
But he gets all the profits, you're saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if... I'm not sure if that's a deal that Indianapolis can. I don't know. They own the rights to their stuff, but I don't know if they own the rights to do the stuff with the league. But I put it
in there, man.
I would already just sign the deal. Like I would just say, hey, if we just make a deep postseason run, I would have the deal signed. As far as his story, his agent needs to be on top of it.
I mean, it would give him incentive to get him to the Super Bowl, right? You got incentive.
Maybe you should be an agent, Allie.
Just thinking.
I'm being serious. That's a good thought process. I didn't think about that. You got Garrett's talking about resetting his Hall of Fame to get into the Hall of Fame, and you're talking about movie deals, and I'm like,
I'll do it.
Yeah, man, he's chasing a ring. And I
just
want
to strap the pads on one more time. I don't know.
Well, it'll be interesting. It will be an instant movie, though, if he does it. It will. Oh, yeah. Coming up, Heisman finalists are out, and Garrett will be stepping in for Mic'd Up. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
10:40 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Mike Johnson will be on this afternoon with Mike Bell, and Garrett is behind the glass. That's why you're hearing such a change in music today. I'm loving it. Sounds great.
Well, Curtis Lowe, Leonard Skinner. Yeah, I mean, I did not expect to hear this song coming back. So no. That's twice I've been.
It's a good morning song,
dude. I'm not complaining.
Oh yeah,
like I love it. Trust me, this is one of my favorite Skinner songs. So I'm all in.
Well, this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We will have mic'd up / garroted up.
G'd up.
G'd up. We're still working on the name, but he'll have a segment in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk about the Heisman finalists. They were announced last night. Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame, Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana, Diego Pavia from Vanderbilt, and Julian Sayin from Ohio State. You did not hear me say Gunnar Stockton.
Or Haynes King. Which frustrated me a little bit. If Haynes King has a season he does anywhere else, he's absolutely there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, Tech is not this, it's not like it's just a run-of-the-mill play. Tech does have a history and everything, but I feel like he was somewhat overlooked. And the things that he had to overcome, especially late in the season with the defense, but he didn't. He needed a moment late. He needed a moment against Georgia. He didn't get it. I feel like if he could have had a moment late against Georgia, or they do come back to beat Pitt when they were down 28-0, that would have given him those moments. But how does anyone other than Mendoza win this? He literally had his Heisman moment on one of the biggest stages possible, national TV. The biggest game at the time, it was either that or you watched Virginia get beat by Duke and Manny Diaz. Manny had to go all the way to Duke to win an ACC title because he couldn't do it in Miami. But, I mean, that's your highest, that throw, that's an unbelievable throw. Great catch, obviously, but you know, Mendoza had his moment, or you could say his Heisman moment was when he gets absolutely obliterated on the very first play of the game. And it has to be taken off the field and then comes back before the series is over and was like, I'm not going anywhere. And neither are we. I just think this is Mendoza's the win. He's one of the big differences in what Indiana has been this year. And the fact that they're 13-0, first time ever Big Ten champs in football, and the number one overall seed in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good reason he's the overall front runner. I mean, there hasn't really been a front runner for most of the season, but I would say it's got to be him as of right now. I mean, I don't know what the odds are necessarily, but he's got to be the betting favorite. And you can point to probably several Heisman moments, if you could want to put it that way. I mean, the game against Penn State, the throw and catch that he had, that won that football game that kept Indiana undefeated. You can point to that one as well. But I can make the argument for Diego Pavia, because you talk about the individual contributions of a player and nobody meaning more to their football team. Haynes King is in that ilk. Diego Pavia is in that ilk. I mean, Diego Pavia, I think, represents 71% of his team's total offensive output for a Vanderbilt team. Vanderbilt, that's 10-2. And right there on the outside looking in, he is critical to what they do on offense. And it's same way with Haynes King, but to your point with Haynes King, and I want to say this quickly. When he threw that interception against Pittsburgh, that's effectively when Georgia Tech's ACC championship game hopes and his Heisman hopes went out the window simultaneously at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a really good point. The thing about Pavia for me, though, is he disappeared in October. And I don't think he necessarily disappeared. It's not like he wasn't doing anything, but his numbers were not great. And as good as they were in November, they were kind of pedestrian in October. And they lost some games in October. They lost an Alabama game, I believe, was in October. So I love what Pavia has done for Vanderbilt. I mean, dude, Jared Curtis is now at Vanderbilt, and I don't know if it's because of Theo Von and his relationship. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, or Bergazzi.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, you know, that I don't believe for a second that Jared Curtis is at Vanderbilt, right, or about to be at Vanderbilt once January comes, I guess, as an early enrollee, if Diego Pavia doesn't happen. And that's – give Clark Lee credit, because he was – he was in on this, and we've seen it done before. That's how Gus Malzahn got to Arkansas, I believe, when he did, because, and I can't even remember the quarterback that he went with, but he was a package deal as a high school like coach or something along those lines. And then Pavia comes with his OC, and they're a package deal. Mm-hmm. And Vanderbilt has been what, like 18 or something, 19 wins with him there, first 10 win season in school history. It all changed. Julian Sain is probably, if not one of the two best quarterbacks in college football. And Jeremiah Love, who Miami completely shut down in week one, which was the difference in that game. If Julian Love was able to do what he did all the year, I think he scored like 21 touchdowns on the ground or something. So there's some worthy guys, but Mendoza fits all of the things that has been what the Heisman Trophy has been about the last 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, he won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night. That's basically what it comes down to. I thought that both the way that he was playing and Saiyan were playing in the first half of that game, I thought it was kind of leaving the door open for some of these other folks. But the way he closed that game out, what he was able to do, and you know, keeping his team in that game and on top of that game, he won himself the Heisman Trophy. And then on top of that, the way that he handled it after the game. I just remember coming away so impressed with what he was saying and the way that he carried himself. I mean, he's a Heisman Trophy type of person, and I give Indiana full credit for it and him full credit for it. And my heart hurts for Haynes King and for Georgia Tech, too, because he goes and wins AP Offensive Player of the Year in the ACC. He's had an incredible season. Georgia Tech's had a great season. But the way that it just came crashing down the stretch is just it breaks your heart a little bit, but it's also just the reality of the sport, and it's why you play the game. I mean, that game against Pitt was brutal, and he had a chance against Georgia, but it just never really fully got put together, and that's why he's not in New York.
Do you guys feel like Hunter Stockton was snubbed at all?
No, not really. I think the way he's been trending, I don't think so, but no, it's, not really.
It's hard. I think you can make an argument, but it's hard to put him over these four. There's no way you can put him on these four. The problem for me with saying is that the level of competition that they play, and it's funny how biased you are against Ohio State, because you think about Ohio State as this brand, and you know they both play in the Big Ten, Mendoza and Sane, and you say, well, how is there the same bias that you have for him at Ohio State, not the thing for Indiana and Mendoza? Because they're Indiana, and it's things that have never happened before are happening. So I just don't know who you move out to put Stockton in, and you could make an argument that Stockton has the best team of all around him. I think it's going to be hard for quarterbacks to win at Georgia with what they want to do, which is play defense and run the football. Yeah, they're not afraid to sling it around, but Stockton's numbers, as good as he's been, as clutch as he's been, as he's always seemed to come up with a play, he doesn't have these like smack you in the face numbers, which takes a lot of times, along with being a really good team, to get the Heisman.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of different things, and it's upsetting for Georgia fans, I guess you could say. But it's as far as saying goes. I mean, best player, best team. I mean, that's why he was there. I mean, that's why Stetson Bennett went a couple of years ago. I don't think anybody actually gave him a chance of winning the award, but he went to New York, and that was his reward. But I mean, Gunnar has been. He's had a great season. If he plays the last couple of weeks of the season similar to what he did say against Texas, then we could be talking about him in there. But he didn't. And instead, he's had a lot of turnovers. He's had some issues just scoring points and other things like that. So I'm not all that cut up about it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, as far as the college football playoff matchups, now that the Alabama alum is not in the room right now, how are you feeling about the Bama-Oklahoma matchup?
Boy, I don't feel good for Alabama having to go on the road. DeBoer has lost two straight to Oklahoma and Venables, and they've done it by shutting them down offensively. And so you're gonna have to figure out a way to be. I don't believe in balanced offense. I've told you guys before, I believe a balanced offense is one that can do whatever it takes to win the game in front of them, whether it's run the football because you're playing a defense that is not overly good at stopping the run, or vice versa with throwing, and do what it takes. That's what a balanced offense is, one that can do whatever it takes to win. For me, that's my definition. But they don't run the football well anyways, and that's a really good defensive line that Oklahoma has. Oklahoma might have the best defense in the college football playoff. They have a defense that could literally carry them to a title game if Mateer and the offense could put it together just a little bit. That's how good they are. They're going to have to rethink their game plans, because if they try to do what they did against Georgia, or even what they did last time, it's not going to work, and it's going to cost them. And so they absolutely are going to have to change that, and it's not going to be fun because it could be snowing. I mean, Norman, Oklahoma, December 20th, I believe, is that game. That's not going to be an easy task for Alabama.
No, it's going to be very cold, very, very cold. And you talk about the way teams are trending. It's been not great for Alabama. But look, Alabama's also got a pretty good, damn good defense, too. And that's one that's going to be an interesting matchup. John Mateer has not been awesome since coming back from injury. I don't think, obviously, it's pretty clear just watching him play, he's not healthy. He's pretty banged up. And, I mean, Alabama's going to have their way with him on that end. And it was turnovers and everything else that kind of stacked on him when they played in Tuscaloosa. But it's a bit different when you're in Norman. And, I mean, you're going to have to – that's a house of horrors for them based off of what happened last season. I truly believe that Alabama can go in there and steal a win, but it's not going to be a very pretty game necessarily. It's going to be a low-scoring affair.
The problem is when you – that's more of Oklahoma's game. Mm-hmm. I think Alabama can win. They have to reimagine what they are doing offensively to a point. The game plan you came out with against Georgia, if you come out with that garbage against Oklahoma, it's going to look, I don't think it'll look quite the same with score, but you're going to have like this 21-6 type score, 17-9 type score. It's not going to work. You're going to have to figure out. I think Jam Miller will probably be back. You're going to have to be able to run football. It's December 19th at 8 o'clock. That's when that game is. So.
Ryan Williams is the major key in this game. He has to figure it out. He's got something between his noggin, something up there that's just not clicking right now. He's dealing with some confidence issues. He's dropping passes.
Doesn't want to get hit.
He's dropping passes. He dropped the touchdown against Georgia.
Doesn't want to get hit.
If he catches that touchdown pass, I mean, we might be talking about a different football game. Because that game, I said this yesterday on the Hometown Take, in the first half specifically, it was not as lopsided as 14-0 might have indicated. Mm-hmm. It was a blocked punt. And it's an interception, and that's the difference in the first half. But that's the key of the game. You take advantage of the big moments, right? But Ryan Williams has to find his confidence.
Interesting. It will be interesting to see this game. But speaking of things between the noggin, let's go into Garrett's game plan. How do we like that?
I like G'd up.
All right, folks. G'd up. Chapped up.
Garrett's game plan. I like Garrett's game plan better than those.
There's
an
alliteration in there somewhere.
Go time with Garrett.
Go time with Garrett. I don't know, man. I'll take your suggestions at GChapATL on Twitter, at the Morning Shift, whatever it is. We can do that there. But look, what is the best Christmas photo that you have taken? Best Christmas photo that you have taken. Does one come to mind?
Yes, one with me and my sister wearing reindeer hats and all our dogs are in Santa outfits.
Oh, I love that. But does anything come to mind?
Pre-Grant?
Pre-Grant. Yeah, it goes on the, it comes out every year, the Christmas decorations.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really don't have one that comes to mind. I mean, I have a couple of images of me in a tacky Christmas outfit, which is phenomenal. The pants were great. I wish it could still fit into those.
I love it. Well, mine's not of me. It's of my dog. His name is Ozzy, named after Ozzy Albies. My fiance and I went on our first date, we went to a Braves game. Ozzy Albies hits a walk-off home run.
What kind of dog?
A golden retriever.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. It's apropos. That's what people tell me. They say I'm a golden retriever at heart. And so it kind of makes sense. But the point is, his name is Ozzy. He's very handsome. He is the best dog in the world. And he goes to daycare all the time. Because he's high energy, like I am. And this guy got suited up with the hat and the beard and everything, and they took his picture with Santa. And it was the cutest thing that I've ever seen. And I will post it. We can sit it up on the Morning Shift if you like to, but it is the cutest little puppy. It is the best. Dogs with Christmas photos, though. How do you feel? Yay or nay?
Absolutely.
See, I figured you'd be on my side. I figured you'd be there.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
I love it.
Dude, I'm an animal. I'm an animal lover, so maybe the meat man in the eat. But I love animals. I'm all for it. Like, I have no issues. Especially, you know, like, people don't understand is when, you know, I know this. My Sprinkles was like my kid and still is for forever. Dogs are your kids, man. Like,
yeah,
if you don't have kids, they're part of the family for me. Now, they're obviously have some restrictions that, you know, kids don't, but they're part of the family. So
yeah,
absolutely.
You would be shocked at how many Christmas outfits our dogs have.
I would not be shocked. I would not.
I'm more blown away that he didn't like rip it off and eat it. Like,
yeah,
he's intense sometimes. Aww. Man, he plays a lot. He's still a bit of a big puppy, so he's still like a year old.
I love that. Yes, send me the photo. We'll tweet it out, and then everyone else can tweet in their dogs with Santa photos, and it'll just be a happy time on Twitter. We'll put some positivity out there because, you know, Twitter sometimes can be a little hateful. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I did my top five list earlier of the best Christmas movies. You can tell me how I missed on it or add yours in. And Bo and Garrett did the good, the bad, and the ugly of Sunday's Falcons game. If you want to throw yours in, that's an option as well. Call us now, 404-726-0929. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.